We also talked about the commercial fish pier last time. Overall recognition that the commercial fishing, how important it is to the city's identity. And we're going to be talking about commercial fishing in general in the next couple weeks. But for the specifics of the public commercial fish pier, we thought it was important to maintain a commercial fish pier as one of the goals of the harbor plan, and to support the presence of a commercial fish pier in Rockland. And I think the idea was not to tie it down so specifically to exactly where it is right now, if it makes sense to be somewhere else 20 years from now. But the fact is, you need to have a commercial fish pier in Rockland. Is that kind of summary of what we talked about?
It is.
And what we talked about was future planning of a fish pier should include thinking about, and we're not suggesting that it gets moved, but even in its current location, maximizing the functionality that future planning needs to assist with, and providing adaptability for future changes in the industry. So we all know that the marine industry kind of moves around a little bit, and making sure that facility is ultimately flexible for capturing and supporting those needs. With related to the existing fish pier, Matt was mentioning last time that there were already improvements going on. I think there are more, like I'll call them structural or infrastructure improvements, not necessarily functional, some functional improvements, I guess, but there's a need for additional cooler space. There's also a need to accommodate either through scheduling or whatever we talked about. I don't know how we talked about this last time. That was a question, but accommodating conflicting uses. So there's different uses. You know, I think you said something about.
We talked about the bait, the big bait, the seiners at the end of the pier, and lobstermen middle of the pier, plus the bait dealers and the lobster dealers.
Rockland's the biggest herring harbor on the coast of Maine, right?
One of the biggest,
I think it was number one last
whole
year.
State.
Yeah. So it's significant. What I find interesting with the fish pier now is it used to be it was hard to find tenants because there were so many other places people could go. Now there's like a waiting list to come into Rockland. So
is there a waiting list at the commercial fish
no,
pier?
No, but there was a fight over who could be. Yeah. They were actually, we had too many people that wanted spaces on the dock this year, which for the first time.
Buying stations.
Wow. Yeah. So do you have, I know we probably already talked about this, but if you had, X number of lobstermen that want to be there versus, and there's a more demand for that, but there's also a huge demand for, do you have that conflict? Like there's a big demand for
not that conflict. It's more space lease on the pier.
Just how much you can handle.
Yeah. So right now we have 4 buying stations for lobster and bait. We happen to have more people interested than what we've had in the past. So,
Okay.
So it's leased space, not permitted use.
Right. So is there anything else I need to add to commercial fish pier?
Has any study ever been done about projecting the future of the fish pier, the future demand? I mean, it's hard to guess, but there are people who do peer into the future.
So we had to do a lot of research in order to apply for the grants for to work on the fish pier. I don't recall any particular survey completed or research as far as what it's going to be used for in the future. Or the fishermen don't even know, I think they were caught a little off guard with the herring this year. I'm sure there was scuttlebutt about it earlier, but then everybody swapped over to pogies real quick.
Or the China tariffs or, a few things hit this summer.
Yeah. So, we didn't get the seaweed fishermen this year.
How long has that been functioning? I mean, it used to be, what was McLoone's Wharf? What was that? Was that the middle pier or was that this pier?
No, it was here. Used to have big oil reservoirs there.
Yeah.
Fuel.
Yeah. Fuel.
But how long has it been functioning as a fish pier? Has anyone got an estimate?
No idea.
We may have that information already.
I mean, the question would be, how long has it been sufficient for us? Mm. I'm not sure if that's going to give us any insight into anything, but
I'm not saying it's not sufficient. All we're saying in this is you know, if we're going to recapitalize, let's make it as efficient as we can, multi-use as possible.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what the industry is going to do next year, let alone 5 years from now.
I know. That's the trouble.
Yeah. And if we did go find another location, you know, use the same principles.
Yeah. You'd still have the same questions.
Exactly.
You still wouldn't.
That's right. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. As long as the access is there.
Mm-hmm. I think the idea was, we're not making any recommendation that it should move, mm-hmm. but we also don't want to be so specific that it doesn't allow the city to provide some flexibility along the waterfront for different uses over time, if that makes the most sense. Mm-hmm. But in general, definitely need to have a commercial fish pier, and it really should be maximal flexibility and functionality for the changing industry. Which we all know happens.
Well, there's two big commercial fish piers. There's this one, and then there's one in the north end. And both of them are on federal channels because these are deep draft boats. Mm. And I think, you know, we're limited in what we can bring into other docks because they're not in dredged channels. This one's right on a federal channel, and so is O'Hare's north end.
Yep, we did not talk about that. Good. Anything else?
I want to go back and just ask for more clarity on that land that's immediately adjacent along Commercial Street, where there's some storage of mostly boats there, I believe, that we have an agreement with the state. I understand that must be used for marine purposes or revert back to the state. Is that accurate?
The fish pier?
No, that area that's on this photograph, the bottom. And of course, it's all part of the fish pier, but it's the bottom of the picture.
Across the street
within
on the left?
Yellow?
Within the yellow, yeah. Oh.
Is it this
piece?
This area right here?
Right abutting the landings. That, yes, yeah.
I can't speak for that specific piece, but I know the pier itself does need to be used as a commercial fishing access.
Yeah.
That particular part's used right now for trap lots. People work on their gear, parking, a little bit of storage. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to get off on a tangent or into any weeds here. I have seen plans that immediately abut that if, for example, there was no interference with the operation of the fish pier, but there was a way to use that area to educate the public, to bring them down, and to be able to have increased water view that would actually encourage some of the other committees that are working on finding ways to develop that whole Tilson Street area. So I just wanted to make sure that area that we're talking about on the bottom portion of the area enclosed in yellow is not something that any of their plans would interfere with our agreement with the use of that property. You don't know?
Not to my knowledge.
It would definitely affect the function because, I mean, there's a lot of gear in the bottom there. And the fish pier, if you tried to move all of that stuff out into the pier, there'd be no room to work.
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
so that has to be retained for what it's currently being used for.
Yeah, we might be able to clean it up some more. It was pretty nasty a few years ago. It's looking better. But I think in order to have that be a working commercial fish pier, you're going to have to keep a lot of equipment up there on land because there's not room on the dock.
Yeah.
Are you talking even just a park bench?
Yeah, like a park
visual
bench.
Access for the public.
Yeah, exactly.
I've spoke within the city about that, and I think in the near future it will happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to be a huge, prominent, large area used for it, but there will be access.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a place that you want to encourage the public to go?
That was... That